Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by womenaboutbiz.net, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Happy Monday to you, Queen. This is Queen Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this beautiful day, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a big success. I trust that you all had a beautiful weekend and that you are now ready to be extremely productive this week, making some things happen and building your empire. Before we start the show all the way, let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so much, Lord, for allowing us to wake up this morning and to have yet another day to accomplish our business goals. Father, thank you so much. Bless us, O Lord, as we pursue being queens of our empires, taking action and being the leaders that you would have us to be. O Lord, let us not procrastinate on our business goals and tasks, but be steadfast, unmovable, and unshakable. Lord, we ask for a special blessing over all of those women who might be struggling right now, Lord, with debt, feeling alone and isolated and not sure which way to turn. Let them know, Father, that they are not alone. Give them inner peace and strength and send those resources, Lord, including us, to them, that we might help. We thank you for all the blessings that you have given us, and we embrace and accept openly, Lord, all those blessings that are yet to come. Lord, we desire to be that living testimony for you. We desire to be that bright and shining light that will attract others so that we may let them know why we are happy, why we are flourishing, why we are thriving in business, why we are financially stable. We want to be that light for you, Lord. Thank you for Successful Woman Radio and all that you do for us, Lord. Thank you for the listeners who support the show, Lord. And we ask for a continual blessing on Successful Woman Radio. We ask for these and all in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Yes, we can't forget to pray to the Lord, the one who makes it all possible for us. Again, for those of you that may have just tuned in, you're listening to Trina Newby, and I am host of Successful Woman Radio, and I'm so excited that all of you are here with me today. Now, we have a information-packed show for you today. We have an incredible theme that we are bringing to you for this month of June, and that theme is AI empowerment for women entrepreneurs. Now, if it hasn't clicked yet, AI means artificial intelligence. You see, as technology continues to evolve, AI is becoming an indispensable tool for business growth and efficiency. So join me all this month as I share ways AI can literally revolutionize your business operations, help you to streamline your tasks, enhance customer experiences, and drive your business growth. So whether you are new to AI or looking to have a deeper understanding, I'll be providing practical insights and strategies to help you harness the power of AI and take your business to new heights. Queens, it's time to thrive in the digital age. So make sure you mark your calendar for every Monday this month at 12 p.m. Eastern Time for this exciting series, okay? So just to let you know, today we are going to be talking about really understanding AI. I'm going to try to provide you with a little more in-depth information than you might know. Not sure, but you may not know it. Okay, in week two, I am going to be talking about how AI is transforming small businesses, and I'll be given you some, you know, examples of small businesses that have been transformed. In week three, I'm going to share with you ways you can use AI in your business. So I'm going to give you general and very helpful and specific ways that you can use AI to have better productivity. And then in week four, that's the last week this month, I will be discussing with you demystifying AI, common myths and truths. It's important for you to really understand what AI is and what it isn't, and making sure that you have your mindset on the right path about AI. Because even now, I know there are people who are thinking, I can just stop everything I'm doing and just let this run my business for me. I can also, it will just do the marketing. It'll do all of the thinking. And of course, that is not true. So we're going to demystify some of these myths and really give you some truths about AI and the way you should be looking at how AI can help you with your business, help your business to grow, increase your productivity, okay? So very excited about this theme. I'm very excited about, you know, talking about digital technology and all of the things that we need to do to make it happen in our business, because that's what it's all about. Also on the lineup today for the show, I've got 7 questions of business leadership, ways for you to break the habit of procrastination. I really wanted to talk about that, and I'll be quickly sharing my own experience on some things that I have noticed about myself. So I'm just going to share it with you a little bit later. Preparing your mind for greatness. Wow, that is just so very, very important. It's something that I feel that I need to mention and share with you every Monday, because it's vital for you to understand the power that God has given you and how important it is for you to properly use that power and how to guard yourself, which is so important. And then, of course, I've got some Women About Biz announcements, and we will be wrapping up the show today with our main topic as we talk about AI empowerment for women entrepreneurs. We're going to be talking about understanding AI, what's it all about. So I'm so glad that you are here with me today. This is a great time to get your notepad, your pen out. Many of you have started journals that you keep notes on and for a Successful Woman Radio. So make sure you've got all of that ready. And it's definitely not too late to dial over or flash over on another line and quickly call one or two people and say, hey, listen, I want you to get on the call and listen to Successful Woman Radio with Queen Trina. You know, she's really providing some incredible information. And if you're looking at increasing digital or digital technology and ways to have better productivity, then you need to be listening to this today, right? For those of you with a pen in hand, the show phone number is 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. I want to welcome all of those who are new to the show. If you're listening for the first time, thank you so much for being here. Successful Woman Radio is a show that is all about bringing you information that's going to help you grow your business. It's going to help you to be the business CEO and leader that you need to be for your business. And we're going to empower you. We're going to motivate you to grow your business, to stay the course so that you may become that queen of your empire. So if you're new to the show, you definitely also want to mark your calendar for every single Monday, whether it's a holiday, rain, sleet, or snow, we are going to be here for you and make sure that we give you information that you can put to use every day in every way for your business. I want to go ahead right now, and I want to go right into the 7 questions of business leadership. Again, 7 questions of business leadership. For those of you that are new to the show, each year I come up with a list of questions that will be repeated and asked every Monday so that it helps you to hone in on your CEO skills, ask those questions of yourself that you need to become a better leader for your business. So let's go ahead and start with question number one is, will I commit to preparing my mind for greatness each morning this week? You know, it all starts with you. You know, some people may say that business success is really all about how much money you have or how many people are supporting you and helping you or whether or not you are able to, you know, have a team or a staff. But I say that the most important part of the business success puzzle has to be about your mindset. It is all about preparing your mind for greatness. And of course, this is indeed a process of prayer, self-belief, customized affirmations, personal power, and unshakable faith, right? Because all of these things, when working together in combination, help to keep you strengthened and guarded against anything that does not enhance your life and business. So keep that in mind. And I'll talk about it in a little bit later as we have just a short segment on preparing your mind for greatness. Here's number two. Am I effectively balancing passion and profitability? Again, am I effectively balancing passion and profitability in my business? You know, as I said before, and I'll have to say it again, look, passion don't pay the bills, y'all. I mean, you know this, right? However, passion is important because it does motivate you. It can help you to stay the course during times of challenges and obstacles, or even when you're not feeling encouraged, still having a love and a passion for your business will help you keep on moving on, right? So important. So it's important for you to reflect on whether your business aligns with your passion while also being financially sustainable. And what that means is that, again, passion doesn't pay the bills. And so therefore, you have to always make sure that you, as the CEO of your business, you're staying focused on what makes you money, right? And you can't let a week go by without not making money. You've got to stop yourself from doing that. I noticed that too many businesswomen are doing that. And hey, myself included, I've had weeks where I didn't bring in any income. You know, I didn't have any new clients, any new services were not being rendered. I didn't have any of that. And what I'm learning is that, again, this has a lot to do with those three roles of entrepreneurism, right? We talked about that before, but as you know, there are three roles that have to be played in your business. Well, entrepreneur, visionary, manager, and labor technician. Those are the three roles. And so when you're in that labor side of your business, you're not thinking about making money. When you are the manager, you're responsible for carrying out the vision of the company and making sure that the laborers are doing what they're supposed to be doing. So you, again, still don't have your mind on that, right? But as the entrepreneur, the visionary, the CEO, that's all in one role, right? It's important for you to understand that this is where you keep your mind focused on working on the business instead of being in the business as the laborer, right? This is where you are the ambassador. This is where you are paying attention to your marketing. This is where you do need to see reports. You do need to see statistics. You do need to ask yourself those tough questions. You know, why am I not having sales? What's going on? Why am I not making money? I'm in business to make money. This is where you pay attention to all of that as the visionary, as the CEO of your company, right? And so you have to make sure that there is a balance between passion and between making money, because you can't get the two twisted. Passion does not pay the bills. It does encourage, it does motivate, and it does help you to stay the course. However, you've got to monetize your business. You've got to pay attention to the statistics, to your reports, to know how many leads you're bringing in, what's your sales, and you've got to see what's in that checking account, right? All of these are things the CEO of your business should be doing. Here's number three. How can I strengthen my online presence and marketing strategies? Again, How can I strengthen my online presence and my marketing strategies? You've got to assess your current online presence. You know, look at what you're doing now, right? Including building your mailing list. Am I doing that? Your website. Do I have a user-friendly website? Social media. Am I consistent, right? Marketing efforts. Have I automated my marketing? Am I clear and focused on my target audience? Also, you need to make sure that you're enhancing your visibility with videos, free offers, and guest interviews to connect with your target audience. That's so very, very important. Moving on to number four in the seven questions of business leadership is, what learning opportunities can I pursue to enhance my skill? You know, Queens, as the CEO of your business, continuous learning is key. So you have to identify areas where you can expand your skills, whether it's related to your product, your service, marketing, or yes, even technology. So it's important for you to be on the lookout for online courses and networking events and various things that can contribute to both your personal and your professional growth. Moving up on number five, well, it's what will I do to hold myself accountable to my business goals this week? This is a very direct question. It's a time-specific question, and it's asking you, what are you going to do to keep yourself accountable? You know, personal accountability is indeed the cornerstone of success. Take a proactive approach. That means be and stay ahead of things to set clear, achievable goals for your business each week. You know, when you create realistic goals to support your vision, which means it's supporting whatever it is that you want to experience within a specific time period, you can stay clear. What happens is you don't stay clear. You get fuzzy and cloudy when you don't know what the end is supposed to be, when you're not clear on what it is you want to experience. And so, again, holding yourself accountable is going to be key. Now, how do you do that? Well, on the regular, you should be checking in with yourself. Perhaps you have like an Excel spreadsheet or a Google sheet where on the left-hand column, you've actually listed some things that you need to check on a daily basis. And then in the top column headers, you've numbered those 1 through 31 for every day of the week. And you're checking off what's been done, what's not been done, and you're paying attention and asking yourself, if it's not done, why? Okay. By the way, we're going to be talking about procrastination in a little bit, the habit and what it is that you can do to help yourself with that. Here's number six. Am I prioritizing self-care and well-being in my entrepreneurial journey? You know, this is a very important question as well. All of these questions are very important and for different reasons, right? But here's the thing. There are so many businesswomen that I hear all the time, you know, talking about how much money they want to make, what they want to experience, what they want to do. But tell you, none of us are going to experience anything if we don't get our self-care and well-being in check, okay? You know, running a business can be demanding, but can you imagine that there are many of us who are working full-time jobs and running our businesses part-time or even full-time, right? So you've got to assess your work-life balance and your well-being. You've got to ask yourself, am I taking breaks, setting boundaries, and finding moments for my self-care? Am I prioritizing my mental and my physical health so that I can sustain my passion and creativity for the long run, right? It doesn't make any sense to finally make it to where you want to be, and yet you're not able to even take advantage of it except to use the money to pay hospital bills or to pay for somebody to help you because you've gotten yourself sick. Or, you know, you've gotten to the point to where you're not physically able to go anywhere. You don't want to do that. So it's very, very key that you prioritize self-care and well-being. And listen, let me just tell you something. Some of you listening might be saying, yeah, but, you know, Queen Trina, I'm in my 30s, or Queen Trina, I'm in my 20s, or, you know, I'm 40 and I'm going. But let me tell you, it's not all about the physical side either. And it's not necessarily that you have to have some debilitating illness. No, this can be very mental as well. Mental energy is so required to be successful in business. You need that energy to be so you can have so you can sustain yourself on an even platform to be able to do the task and do the things that you need to do on a daily basis. So your mental energy is just as important. And I'm talking to younger women, you know, who are not having the mental energy. They're feeling frustrated, stressed, you know, all of those things, that mental energy is just not there. And so again, this is where understanding what helps give you energy. So you've got to investigate, right? You've got to investigate and you've got to figure out what you can do to make yourself feel better on a mental level and what you can do to make yourself feel better on a physical level, like drinking more water, walking, you know, standing up every 45 minutes that you're sitting at your desk. All of these things are very, very key to enhance your self-care and your well-being. But it has to start with you evaluating and saying, listen, what don't I like about how I'm feeling about my self-care and my, you know, taking care of myself? What is it that I don't like about how I feel physically or how I look physically? You've got to make those notes. You've got to take note of that, and then your goal is to then go make changes. Now, nothing is wrong also with working with a wellness coach or a nutritionist or someone who might have a great program that can help you hold yourself accountable on this end as well. And last but not least, in the 7 questions of business leadership on a scale of 1 to 10, ask yourself, what's my belief level? You know, belief is everything. And, you know, we can lie to ourselves, and we do lie to ourselves as women, right? But at some point, you've got to know and understand that when you're not being successful at certain things in life, when things are not happening the way they should be, when you find yourself procrastinating, again, we're going to be talking about that in just a minute or two. When you are feeling this way, when you're feeling like I said that I want to write a book, for example, but I don't know why I can't start writing the book or why I can't make some things happen, this is when you need to really look at your belief level, because your belief level is tied directly into your action. So nobody has to judge you, right? You can simply just say to yourself, am I taking action? Am I seeing my goals accomplished? Am I marking to-do items complete? Am I following a structured system? This is very, very key. And so, again, asking yourself this one question is going to help you to turn things around for yourself and really develop a strong belief habit for everything that you do in your life and in your business. You are listening to No Other Than the Successful Woman Radio Show, and I'm your host, Queen Trina Newby, and I am so glad to be here with you today. I want to go ahead right now and talk a little bit about procrastination, because it's something that has been on my mind, something that I have always dealt with, but I've also learned how to get on top of it and how to really work with it, right? And here's where I've gotten with procrastination. When I procrastinate, I used to not know what was going on. You know, the whole day or the whole week would go by, and at the end of the week, I would recognize at that point that, oh my God, so many things didn't get done. What happened? I had them in my calendar. I had them on a list. Why is it that am I not getting things done? But now where I'm at, I've grown a lot. Now where I am at is that I can recognize when I am procrastinating right away. And, you know, I have been procrastinating lately and feeling somewhat overwhelmed. And
I had to sit down and just really evaluate and turn things around and make some promises and some commitments to my own self. So I thought it would be a great idea to talk to you and share with you about breaking the habit of procrastination, right? And just kind of talk about it in general about us as women and when is it that most women find it find that they procrastinate, and you know, what do we share? What are some of the commonalities of procrastination with us as women? Okay, so if you find yourself, for example, staring or daydreaming instead of getting your work done, or you find yourself talking about everything and getting on the phone and calling people and doing things that you hadn't even anticipated on doing, beware of that because it could be procrastination, right? Or what about you're supposed to be working on a particular task, but instead of you working on that task, all of a sudden you have the energy to work on another task that you haven't even thought about. But because you're supposed to be doing another thing, now all of a sudden you want to do it. I know one of the signs for me with procrastination is, believe it or not, all of a sudden I'll get up from my desk and start going in the kitchen and I'll start picking up things, picking up dishes, cleaning up, doing different things. And then I'll start walking around the house looking at things that need to be done. And it's like, what is going on here? Wait a minute. Why am I in here? Why am I in here standing up? Why am I in here at all? And so again, you know, I'll say, you know what, take your behind back in the office, take some deep breaths and do what you have to do. So again, you have to be careful about procrastination. Now, one of the reasons why a lot of women tend to not want to talk about procrastination or even think that they are procrastinators is because oftentimes the word procrastination is confused with the word laziness, right? And nobody wants to be called lazy, especially when you're an adult. Who, me? I have ambition. I have drive. I have goals. And how dare I call my own self lazy? Oh, no. Okay. So procrastination is often confused with being lazy. So I want to separate the two, and I want to share with you the definition of the two so that you know that it's just not the case. Okay. So procrastination means to put off things or to delay things, while laziness means to totally ignore something or to do nothing, not caring or showing a concern at all, right? That's what lazy means, right? It means that, you know, I don't care whether I do it or not, you know, whatever, you know, and laziness is something that I believe is a serious habit that needs to be broken as well. And some of you will have to determine whether you are being lazy, right? But for most business women, laziness doesn't have anything to do with it. It really is pure procrastination. And a lot of the times, the reason is a feeling of being overwhelmed, right? Or a feeling of not knowing, you know, how to do something or who to talk with or who to turn to. So what I want to do is I just want to give you some quick tips that will help you if you deal with procrastination or if you put things off. There are, of course, different stages of procrastination. And, you know, there are severe cases of procrastination. And that has a lot to do, again, with feeling just totally overwhelmed or even depressed. So you have to really know how to evaluate yourself or how to even go for therapy if need be, if you feel that it's something that really is impeding, it's getting in the way of you accomplishing your dreams and your goals, then this is something that you have to take serious and something that you have to take hold of, okay? You know, the thing that also I want to remind you is that if we have a tendency to procrastinate over a long period of time, then we can become demotivated and we can become, in many, many ways, we can become just mindless about certain things that we had such passion for at one time. So this is when it can then lead to depression or lead to stress. And that's one thing that you don't want to actually happen. So I want to give you some tips, right? Some tips from a business perspective on things you should be paying attention to make sure that you keep procrastination at bay, right? You should know, though, that experts say that 95% of all people procrastinate at some time or another. But again, there are various degrees of procrastination. And we, as businesswomen, need to know and understand from a business perspective when we are procrastinating in business, you know, when we're not doing the things that we want to do. Sometimes we're so happy with just being excited about an idea that we just came up with, or sometimes just telling someone in excitement about what we're going to do sometime will be enough for us, and then we won't do anything, you know, because doing something makes it more real, therefore causing us to feel overwhelmed and stressed, and that leads on into a spiraling of things that we just don't take up and do. So we have to be very careful. Here are some top tips about procrastination that I think might help you, right? Okay, so the first thing that I think is very important from a business perspective is keep the end in mind, right? You know, when you are visioning, when you're trying to figure out what it is that you want to experience in your business, it's something that it should make you excited. You came up with a business concept, right? So you should be excited about it, right? It's going to provide you with an income. You get to have that more flexible schedule. You get to set some different financial goals that you want to accomplish. You've got to keep the end in mind of what needs to be going on every week in your business, right? Keep that end in mind so that you can be clear about the goals that you're supposed to have to support that end in mind. So every week you should be knowing and clear on those goals, right? That's the first thing that's going to help you, because we can, as women, we have a habit to be busy being busy. You know what that means, right? We're just doing a whole bunch of work. We're involved in a whole lot of activities. But when we take a deep breath and at the end of the day, you know, we have to ask ourselves, well, what did I get done for myself? And the business that I said I want to have, what did I do for that business, right? And so, again, we have to be careful about saying yes to all of the wrong things, and we say no to ourselves without realizing how it's impacting our business, okay? The next thing I think is going to be key after you really get clear on what it is that you want to experience is start small. You know, don't try to load yourself up with a whole bunch of goals, but, you know, just set one goal at a time. And then for each goal that you set, go ahead and list the tasks that can support that goal. That's the to-do items that you've got to put in action, right? And that third thing is sometimes we procrastinate because we feel isolated, we feel alone, or we just don't know how to do something, and so we keep pushing it off. But this is when you need to get some help. You need to, you know, hire a virtual assistant or get a professional to help you. You don't have to know how to do everything in your business. You need to know how to be a good leader, and you need to know how to leverage talent and potential of others so that you can shorten your learning curve and move forward, right? But you don't have to know how to do everything. And this is very key, right? So you need to make sure that you are clear on the things that you can delegate to others and get help. And, you know, the one thing that I do want to say here is this is when you have to say, don't be cheap on yourself. Don't be cheap, because you're not having to always have hundreds of dollars to get a VA to help you. You know, you might hire a VA for 5 hours a week to help you with social media so you can be consistent. You know, you can just do small things at a time that can make a big difference in the end. And that's what you've got to keep in mind, right? So very important. The other thing is that you've got to make a pact with yourself. The one thing I know, and this is really interesting because I have noticed it within my own self. The one thing that I have noticed is that when I'm procrastinating, I also notice that I don't have that energy or that drive to do something. You know, I find myself taking deep breaths all the time, and that's telling me that I'm feeling a little overwhelmed about whatever it is that I need to be doing. So I back away and I give myself a 15-minute break. But what I don't do is go turn on the television. What I might do is march in place or do some exercising to get that blood flowing, get that energy feeling better, go outside. There are different things that I do like that. Or I might say some affirmations. I might pray. I might meditate on the very thing that I need help with, you know. Lord, you know, Father, I'm just not feeling it. I'm not feeling like doing this, dear Lord, but I ask you to help me. I ask you to give me the courage and the strength and to move forward, dear Lord. Let me not procrastinate. Though that's very important. So prayer can go a long way, right? Prayer can go a long way. The Holy Spirit within you will hear you, and it will intercede on your behalf with God to help give you a burst of energy that you actually need, okay? I also use timers, right? Because what I have discovered about certain things is that I can go days on end not handling a particular task, only to find out that once I put my mind to it, I can get the task done in 30 minutes to an hour. And there I was procrastinating over a period of days, you know. So I also put a timer on myself. And I've also made a commitment and a pact with myself that no matter what I am feeling, I will get the task done, whether I have to work in 10-minute increments or 15-minute increments. But what I've noticed is that there's something that I feel like is a release, okay? There's a tightness that I have in my head I notice when I'm procrastinating. You know, that's probably that overwhelmness that I have. But what I notice is that when I've made that commitment or that pact with myself, which is a pact is something that's much stronger than a promise. It means no matter what you're going to do it. So when I make a pact with myself that when I feel procrastination coming on, regardless of how I'm feeling, I'm going to back away for a few minutes and then start working in 10 to 15 minute increments and just keeping my mind focused on as I'm working on this, I get to get up in 5 minutes and take a break, you know. And so that has helped tremendously. But here's what's interesting and what I've discovered. When I start doing that and I start working against the procrastination and I start working, a release happens. I start feeling a release and I start feeling free to just flow and work, and I don't want to stop. I want to keep going on. I want to keep moving on. And so again, this is why it's important for you to recognize your habits, to recognize all those little things that go on with yourself so that you can really start healing yourself and you can start eliminating certain habits that you don't want to have. You've always got to stay in touch with yourself. So, you know, last but not least, you know, I just want to say that you need to love yourself and you've got to be easy on yourself. You know, we're not perfect. And there are times that we're not going to do the things that we purpose to do. The key here is to be able to recognize when those types of things are happening so that you can correct it. Because it's when you don't recognize it that it really potentially can get out of hand, out of control, and really go into some other areas where we do need therapy, where we will have to work with a specialist to overcome the things that we are dealing with. So again, I wanted to bring this up. I wanted to talk to all of you queens about procrastination. procrastination, because as I coach women day in and day out, it seems to be something that has never changed, that this is a chief complaint that women tend to have, that I procrastinate and I can't get it under control. And so I wanted to address it on this day, and I pray that it has helped someone. And I just want to quickly say a quick prayer. Just Father Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I want to bring to you this issue of procrastination that women have. And if there's anyone that is listening, Father, to this show that is dealing with procrastination, Father, I pray for healing. I pray for healing of the mind, dear Lord. I pray for healing of the body, dear Lord. I pray for healing, Father, of their mindset, dear Lord, Father, that procrastination will be removed in the name of Jesus from all of those, Father, who are dealing and struggling with this particular type of energy that we don't need, dear Lord. Father, help us to be steadfast, unmovable, unshakable in Jesus' name. Yes. Amen. Just wanted to say that quick prayer. The Holy Spirit had me to say that because there's somebody that's either listening now or somebody that is going to be listening to a replay of this broadcast that is going to need this about procrastination, because the Spirit really has it on my heart. It is 12:35 after the hour, and you're listening to No Other Than the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by womenaboutbiz.net, where we are helping women become queens of their own empire. You know, your empire can be whatever it is that you want to put into it, whether it is starting a business or starting a nonprofit organization, whether it is investing in some type of fund, or whether you want to invest in the stocks, or whether you want to purchase land and real estate and properties, whatever it is that you want to go into your empire, guess what? God has already validated you and given you the authority to do it. And that's what we're all about at Women About Biz. Successful Woman Radio is our flagship radio show where we bring all things education and information to business women so that we can give you things that will help you to start and grow your small business. Again, mark your calendar for every Monday at 12 noon Eastern time, and make sure that you share Successful Woman Radio with others. Coming up pretty soon is going to be AI, understanding it and how and the role that it plays in your small business and how it works. So I'm going to be bringing that up for you in just a minute. Right now, I want to talk to you quickly about preparing your mind for greatness. Again, preparing your mind for greatness, what it is all about. So very important. Again, preparing your mind for greatness, I've basically gotten it down to some core areas of how to do it. It's a process, right? It's a method of using prayer, self-belief, customized affirmations, your personal power, and then sealing it off with unshakable faith to keep yourself strengthened and guarded against things that don't enhance you in life or business, right? That's what it is. And it's so important that you must practice it every single day of your life. You must practice it. You don't give yourself time off on the weekends, every day. If you want to have greatness, if you want to be the queen of your empire, if you want to have financial success, if you want to be a woman who is about your business, if you want to make things happen in your life and your business and bless the lives of others, then preparing your mind for greatness is not a choice. It is a must-have. It is something that you must do every single day of your life. So how do you start it? How do you get started with even doing it? Well, again, you start off with, number one, before your feet hit the ground. Just sit up in the bed. Have a bottle of water on the side, you know. Do some deep breathing exercises, breathing in and out, getting your blood flowing, that energy going. Drink some water. Start clearing up your system, waking you up. And then as you feel the energy starting to flow and you're saying, okay, I'm up, I'm getting up now, you go to God in prayer, thanking God for allowing you to wake up for that day, first of all. And then going to God in prayer, petitioning to God to be with you as you go through your day and work through your day. And say the things that are on your heart, things that you need to accomplish, things that you need to do. Pray for others, right? And so again, that prayer is important. You know, you also want to add a dose of self-belief, right? There's nothing like believing in yourself. And in order to believe in yourself, it literally means that you are taking action on the things that are important. And you're no longer putting yourself last, but you're putting yourself first so that you can love your neighbor as yourself, treat others as you would have them to treat you. You have got to learn to start loving yourself in a whole different way. And so to do that and take action on that is self-belief. You believe in yourself. You believe that you have the power to be a successful businesswoman. You believe that you have the abilities to leverage the talent and potential of others. You believe that you have the power to overcome procrastination. You believe that you have the power to start a business. You have the power to market your business effectively. You have the power to be the CEO of your business. You have the power to not only be the CEO, but you have the power to lead others and to delegate to others and to assemble a power team of people that are going to help you to grow your business. You have the power to do all of those things. You can believe it when you prepare your mind for greatness. You know, Philippians 4, 6 through 8, something that you have heard me read before, says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus. Sis, I don't know about you, but what I know that there is a God who loves us dearly. There is a God who wants us to be living testimonies. He wants us to be a shining light to others. He wants others to see our success. He wants others to see and hear about our financial success. He wants people to take note of what we are doing and how we are blessing other people. And because of that, he is going to also allow us to partake and experience it as well. You can rest assured that whatever God needs you to do for others, he's going to give you some of that as well, okay? And that is the beautiful thing about that. God never asked you to bless someone and not bless you too. It's a blessing in everything that we do and every walk of life that we take for the Lord. We can be assured that he is going to allow us to experience it in some way from a perspective of being blessed. So again, in the same scripture, Philippians 4, 6 through 8, it says, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, keep your mind on these things. Queens, you need to know that God wants great things for you. So don't wait to be authorized or validated by anyone. Stop stumbling over yourself. Rest assured that what God gives you is for you. Start taking action. Make one baby step at a time, and in the long run, oh my, you'll look up and you'll see that you have created an empire. How beautiful is that, huh? Oh, absolutely. You better believe it. You can take it right to the bank that God the Father has your back. So the next time you think about feeling funny about calling yourself a queen, you need to know that you inherited the right to call yourself queen from God himself. For when you were born, he pre-installed in you all of the things that you needed to be a great woman. It's 12:45, 15 minutes before the hour of one. I'm going to go ahead right now and go right into our hot topic of today. Again, our overall theme for the month of June is AI empowerment for women entrepreneurs. And today's topic is AI, what every business owner should know. Okay, so let's explore this. Okay, so the whole purpose of me doing this series is so that I can take my time and really just research and explore this for all of you and really bring to you what I know, what I already experienced, so many positive things from AI for women about biz. So I wanted to really get you guys to understand that, you know, we're having to keep up with the times and the internet is moving at warp speed. So exactly what is AI? Well, at its core, artificial intelligence, or AI, is the simulation of human intelligence in machines, right? So these machines are programmed to think and learn like us as humans. They perform tasks such as problem solving, decision making, even recognizing speech and images. They can also write books. They can write articles. The AI can draw images, create websites, create sales pages. The AI can come up with a marketing plan or a marketing strategy. The AI can do so many things. Now, you might be thinking, isn't AI only for big tech companies, for the large companies like Wall Street and the banks, large corporations? Well, in the past, that might have been true, but now AI is being used by consumers every single day. As a matter of fact, AI is becoming more accessible and affordable, making it a valuable tool for small and home-based businesses like many of ours, right? So let's talk about components of AI. Let's break down some of these key components. So first, we have what's called machine learning. This is a subset of AI where systems learn from the data it receives. For instance, a machine learning algorithm can analyze your sales data and predict future trends, helping you make better decisions, right? It can look at certain things. It can tell you that maybe you should have this type of strategy instead of what you're using because it would help you better. AI can also tell you the best keywords to use for your type of business, or it can help you to build a profile, a customer profile. And AI can also help you to research marketing data so that you can effectively market, right? So again, this is called machine learning. Now, one of the biggest examples of AI is with Google, because Google has been making use of AI for probably over a decade now, right? And so we are able to ask Google almost anything, and it will give us the answer. Now, that is quite incredible, right? And so, again, knowing and understanding key components such as machine learning and what does that actually mean can be, it can help you have those aha moments. So let's move on. Next, there's natural language processing, or NLP. Now, don't get that confused with neuro-linguistic programming. That's something totally different. But natural language program, this is a technology that enables machines to understand and respond to human language. So in other words, when you're using AI, you can talk to it like you're talking to a person, right? You may have ran across chatbots or even heard the word chatbot. They answer customer queries on your website. They can answer questions to the customer, things that you've already programmed within the chatbot itself, okay? Then we have computer vision. This technology allows machines to interpret and make decisions based on visual inputs such as images that you might upload or videos. For example, artificial intelligence, known as AI, can analyze product images to identify defects or ensure quality control in your online store. AI can also look at an image that you have uploaded, and you can tell it the type of business you have and ask it to make a social media post for you and give you the caption that it should say, and it will do that as well. But it's just not about all of these advanced algorithms and all of this complex data that AI does. It's about knowing how to use these tools to make your business operations more efficient and your life a little bit easier. And that's, I think, for small business owners and for solo entrepreneurs, that's exactly how we can utilize AI, is we can use AI to help us to get things done at a much faster pace so that we can see things happen double time or triple time than what we used to, right? Imagine having an assistant that works around the clock, processing data, answering customer inquiries, managing your schedule, posting your social media, and doing all of those things that you needed to do without ever touching it, except for giving it the order or the delegation to do so. So what you should know is that AI improves over time. Once AI starts learning the questions and the different things that you want, it starts learning the habits of your business and what you're asking for, it understands your role and who you are in the business, guess what? It has the ability to adapt and improve for you over time. The more data and information you start giving it about who you are, what type of business you run, the better it becomes at performing those tasks. This means that as your business grows, your AI tools will become even more valuable and effective because it now knows you. Isn't that incredible? You know, incorporating AI into your business, right, doesn't require a degree in computer science. Why? Because we now have AI tools that are designed to be user-friendly. This is why AI has now moved into the mainstream of consumerism. That's us, right? Platforms like Google AI, ChatGPT, Microsoft Azure, and other pre-built AI solutions now can be customized to fit your specific needs. Now, AI can also save you that time and money, right? Because AI can help you automate repetitive tasks. You can focus on what truly matters. You can build relationships with your customers, create new products, and grow your business. So in summary, AI is a powerful tool that can simulate human intelligence, right, to perform tasks like problem solving, decision making, and language understanding. Therefore, it becomes accessible for you to enhance your business operations. From machine learning to natural language processing and computer vision, AI technologies is going to be able to do almost anything task-wise for you with your small business. But what you can't do is misunderstand that it is supposed to be your business, that it is supposed to do everything for you without your participation, because it can't do that, right? It's not going to drive traffic to your business for you. Can't do that. And it cannot be you to your customer, right? It can't do that. So there are several things it cannot do. So you will always have to be the common denominator between you, AI, and your business. You can't just shuck the experience of not being the CEO, right? And that's something that I'm noticing in the attitudes of a lot of people, is that they're like, okay, AI will do it. I don't have to do anything in my business anymore. I beg to differ with that, right? And so you want to be very, very careful about that. And I'll be talking about that as we move on in this particular series for women entrepreneurs. Stay tuned, because in our next segment, I'm going to be diving into how AI is transforming solopreneurs, home-based, and micro-business owners by automating everyday tasks. I'm going to be giving you some examples of how you can automate yourself utilizing AI, how it can help you, and I'm going to be sharing with you some of the AI softwares that are great at cost, some are free. And then I will be giving you those resources. So stay tuned for that. I know that you're going to absolutely love that. And you know, the one thing I was going to say as well is that I've talked with a lot of members at Women About Biz who are utilizing AI. And I've just been asking them questions, you know, like, how is it really helping you? How are you doing different things? And a few women have shared with me that they feel somewhat that AI sounds very monotone. Like if they ask it to write an article or if they ask it to write an ebook, that it sounds very monotone. Well, and that's when you have to be creative. You have to add the amount of time that it would take you to write the article, or reducing the amount of time that it takes you to write an ebook. But you can't just copy and paste and let it go and let it flow. You've got to then still tailor it and give it your voice. You've got to give it your own flair, your own flavor, your own brand. So don't forget about that. Well, we've come to the end of the show. I do want to encourage everyone that's a member of Women About Biz to check your member portal. Got like a lot of great things getting ready to happen in there for members only. So again, I want to make sure that you know about that. Stay tuned because I'll be bringing you more information about our all new virtual and live networking events I call Business Women Connect. Stay tuned with that. Well, that's all I have for right now. This is your host and success coach, Queen Trina Newby, saying it's time to build your empire. Girl, go get it. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.